This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
No, I won't. I won't do it. You know why?
Why?
Because somebody takes the audio anytime you try to do something fun in a moment.
Yeah, Brent.
And turns it into a nightmare that you will relive for the next 10.
Wouldn't call it a nightmare.
I'd call it ratings, but you know, you call it what you want. I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm very daring.
This is the lady who's all bent out of shape because she loves horses so much. You.
Oh my God.
Right.
That is annoying.
Uh-huh.
I'm not bent. I get that it's funny to other people, though. It's not funny to me. I am crying inside. But you guys have your fun with Sarah's horsey back ride.
Right.
Have all the fun you want. Ratings.
Did
Thanks
you
for listening,
the details
everyone.
About the contest yet?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Wonderful. Go on.
Imagine. This hour is code word. 72881 is the number. Text imagine to 72881. By the end of the hour, you got a chance at $1,000. Message and data rates apply. We'll have another code word for you coming up at the top of next hour.
All right.
9 times a day. 9K a day. Gen 2.
We thought about being successful and accumulating a ton of cash and then decided, nah, who wants that? We'll just give it away. Give the money, give the stuff, get the tickets to the bottle rock. Forget it.
9K a day,
just give
baby.
Give it all away.
Just give it to the listeners. It's the only way we have to thank you.
We don't need to upgrade our equipment around here. It's
no
fine.
Way. So look at it. It's amazing. You know what's funny? I always think of this as being the new place that this radio station
lives.
Yeah,
that's not even close.
Because we moved here, you know? Like, we did the first few years down at the Embarcadero Center, and then we moved here, and everything was brand spanking new. And then I keep looking at them and go, holy crap, it's because we moved here in 01. Like the very beginning of 01, because I was out on maternity leave with that kid of mine who's 19 years old. So this stuff is all 19. It has 19 years of gross all over everything.
The oldest in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first. Actually, though, I do like the setup in this. I like the little town square out there and, you know, the way everything looks like a little, has roofs on it. It's cute. We have a really cute office space.
Sure.
Just needs like a little updating. That's all.
Well, we're not going to do that because we're giving all the money away.
Give it away now.
Thank you.
Give it away now.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you call to win contests. You can, and then you can also text us. P.S. Don't text and drive.
Nice.
But text us.
When you can.
Right.
Later.
Bon and Vive is so much better. Hmm? Tan White Claw. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's just another
must
brand?
Must be some other thing better than White Claw. So much better than White Claw. Bone and...
Oh, then, okay, the tan, than. Okay, good job out of you.
It's a guess, Vin.
No, I think you're right. No, that's
White
Claw is
huge, though. Remember they were having shortages? Like, people were...
Yeah, I
kind of
do remember that.
It.
Yeah, Bon and Viv, B-O-N-N, Viv, or Viv, V-I-V.
Bon and Viv.
It's Spike Seltzer.
Viv.
.com.
A lot of people love it. There's pages and pages of it here.
Oh,
I don't even know what all the stuff. Oh. I mean, they love this stuff. This right. is
It's the new beer and wine.
Uh-huh.
White Claw.
Debate tonight. Pay attention to Amy Klobuchar. She seems to have the actual experience of getting things done in Congress and appears to really have her bleep together. I like her a lot. Joe and Bernie are rich old white men, and we don't need another one of those.
Bernie says he's not rich.
Whatever.
Biden
one of the problems, you know, someone wrote in because I talked about the Bernie's plan to make college free. They wrote in the plan, and I was like, I understand there's a plan. I do. And I get that it's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is trying to get that done through Congress
right.
with
Which will be
an
dead
opposing
set
force.
It, right.
And so it's really a matter of what can they get accomplished working with the team that the other side that isn't a fan.
Mm.
And that's where you gotta. Great ideas are great.
Sure.
Can you get them done?
Right. And that seems to be the trick in Washington. Yep. And what do you have to sacrifice to get it done? And what pork needs to be added to your freaking bill that has nothing to do with it? And goddamn those backroom handshakes. Like, the government just sickens me. Our government sickens me.
Here it is. Good morning, Alice family. I won't read the whole thing. It's very long, so I'm just going to give you... Well, you started it. So, Bernie has put online the details of exactly how everything will be paid for. Tax the super rich and the corporations who've been getting away with murder. Reduce our bloated military budget. And there is more than enough money to fund programs that actually help people. We already have free public education through grade 12. Expanding it to college system. So, it goes on and on. Mm. And that's great. And I'd love to see everyone succeed and do great in life.
Sure.
The problem is with an opposing force.
The problem is reality.
Getting it done can be difficult.
Right. Be great, though. There are countries where it's all free.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I started saving for my kids' college, and we've done well already. Mm.
Those 529s, I'm like, I just want to regular invest money here. Like, it's incredible.
We're torturing ourselves to get that taken care of here quickly, and it's good. It's really looking
at it now.
Well,
it's been a good stock market year. Let's hope that keeps up.
Don't you talk
out
of your filthy little mouth.
Investments.
God.
They can go down.
Just
saying. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Well, that basket's got to happen. That'll come back before she's ready to go, right? Sarah, looks like it's hella cold and windy in Tahoe today. Maybe you aren't really missing out. Well, it's always cold in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Windy's the problem.
Yeah, they haven't texted me yet. They were supposed to start at 8 skiing, whatever time, you know, the lifts start.
I'm a 52-year-old mom who loves Harry Styles' new album and have it on repeat.
All right. I just read a thing. They say watermelon sugar's about dining at the Southern Kitchen.
Someone else says it's both people. It's from a book.
Oh.
I'll get to that one in a minute.
But Harry says
it's about... Well, he doesn't actually say it. The guy says it to him, and he goes, oh, is that what it's about? There's another, like, wonderful and warm or wet and wild or something.
Oh, don't. You're going to get us in trouble. Why can't we hear the music and sound effects played when we listen to the podcast? It's always quiet when you do countdowns, Friday montages, because we can't afford to pay for that.
Yeah, apparently there's
happening.
Some licensing.
We've been
that's
giving all
happening.
The money away, and we're just... Yeah. We're
yeah. giving it to you.
We bought you all those Bottle Rock tickets.
Can't have it both ways.
Vinny, Frozen 2 comes out on Blu-ray in late March, but not on Disney Plus until a couple months later. We are anxiously awaiting in our house, too. My oldest is the same age as Isla. Have a good day, family. Hi, Watermelon Sugar is a direct reference to a book by Richard Brudigan. In Watermelon Sugar is the name of the book. It's a terrific book. Love
and
you guys.
What does that mean?
It doesn't. I don't.
They don't say
they don't
what it
say.
Means.
They just say it's a direct reference to a book by Richard Brudigan.
Let me see if that's referenced in here.
In that article? I don't think it is.
Watermelon Sugar is clearly related to that certain kind of act that people do. UrbanDictionary.com says it's a term used for male. I can't really say that word.
What's the word?
Yeah, I don't know what it means. I don't know what you're referencing.
Oh,
that's the
that's
watermelon
what
sugar?
Saying here. And but also it's about,
you know,
a girl. It's a
Beyonce
girl
also
too.
Has that reference in her song Formation. I've been drinking watermelon.
You guys make it sound like that stuff so bad.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's not as bad.
I never said that.
Yeah.
No, you never have said that, but you have.
I'm talking about the full delivery. The others. Yeah, he was asked specifically, Watermelon Sugar is out. Everyone's kind of figured out what it's about. The joys of mutually appreciated Southern kitchen dining.
Oh, and Harry that said, number.
And Harry said, yes. And Harry said, is that what it's about? Huh? I don't know. Then he smiled.
I love making like that this. Number shape. It's my favorite.
I can't concentrate in the number shape.
That's why I like it. Because I can keep my mind occupied with something else. I don't.
Oh, you're saying those numbers.
Not number 11.
No, I'll say number 2.
Oh. Really?
Which is
what
does
number 2 got to do with this?
What do you think it has
Keep
to do with
this? Get number 2 serious? Out of there. Gross, Brad.
No, that's a combination of numbers. You said that number. There's two numbers there.
No, that's a number.
A number.
That's a number.
I was thinking this number here.
It's not 6, then 9.
The number
it's...
V? I don't know
what
that means.
Well, whatever. I'm just, you know. It's
better than number 2.
Interpreted it differently.
Yeah. All gross. Manic.
God.
Disgusting.
Weirdo.
Come on, Dieter.
Freak.
Amalgam over here weighing in.
Oh, look at us having fun with how stupid we sound in public sometimes.
Well, it's a reality of our lives.
I remember that Pearl Jam concert in Golden Gate Park. It was so hot and super lame of Eddie. Neil Young played for so long. It wasn't lame of Eddie. He was sick. But yes, that did ruin the... I flew up from Southern California with a buddy for that show. Mm-hmm. Was in the audience when they finally came out after being really late and saying... Eddie's sick. He's been at the hospital in San Francisco State or whatever, and he's not gonna be it. We
UCSF.
Are gonna bring out a friend here, and we were just like,
friend? What freaking friend are we talking about?
I was there in Golden
Nipples?
Gate Park, and that was my first concert.
Oh, what a letdown!
I was there when Eddie was sick. I was there. Thanks. I was there too, Vin.
It's funny. That's a fun connection to make.
Wedgwood Inc. is the one that's squatting in these neighborhoods. They have hundreds of homes sitting vacant. Flipping homes might be legal, but doesn't mean it's right.
It's to me. I think flipping homes is absolutely fine, and people should improve homes. But letting hundreds of homes sit vacant when the crush of need is so great does seem wrong.
I'm a single mom of two small kids. My ex has no custody and is very, very rarely pays child support. I work full-time as a chef and have my kids in government-funded daycare, and I'm barely making enough to get by. I live in a house a family friend owns, and even with decreased rent, I cannot really afford it. I grew up in the same town I live in now, and it's horrifying that a single parent can't make it all alone here. Something has to change.
Yeah. Something's going to give.
Well, look.
It scares me
what
because I feel like
Silicon Valley
this is a
has done to
the
Bay
way.
Area has it's dramatically changed most people's ability to stay in the town they grew up in.
Well, it's not just here, though, you know? I mean, it's just this growing disparity
I know, but
between,
we're...
like, there is no middle class anymore. There's poor people and uber-rich people.
Right. But we're talking about a home goes up for sale, and someone who's like, I want to get a loan and get qualified for this. What? It's already gone?
Yeah. Oh, and someone in China who never even saw it bought
it? It just went.
Or wherever.
I didn't even get to the...
I can't believe they even bothered to list
but
it.
But
that would have been perfect for me. But it's gone already.
But this is the...
Nope. Sorry.
So I get that. I was looking for homes for a couple years before, in a major way, I had to come up with another plan. I mean, it was really ridiculous how much on the peninsula it costs to get something that's truly a fixer-upper.
Right. The million-dollar fixer.
Squatting in someone else's home is a form of stealing, plain and simple. Tears. My son goes to UC Santa Cruz and was approached by a homeless guy downtown Santa Cruz. He said he didn't have any cash, and the guy told him, I take Apple Pay. As an owner, you have 100% of liability and responsibility and almost zero protections against renters squatting, suing, being deadbeats, etc. As Vinny said, who wants to be a landlord?
Yeah, I
don't.
I never want to be a landlord.
No way. The grapevine had a small vineyard of grapes at the very bottom.
Oh.
That's how
it's. Is that how it got it? How funny.
Makes the most sense.
It's like the vine that grows up out of the grapevine yard. Vineyard is what they're called. I just figured out how they named those.
Oh.
Wow, look at the time. We're going to take a quick break.
Oh,
and we'll
look
be
at
right
that.
Back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning
watermelon
show.
Watermelon sugar. Hi. Watermelon sugar. Hi. Watermelon sugar. Hi. There you go.
Is that what it does?
We
huh?
love it.
Yeah.
Now that we know what it is, we love it.
Do we?
Well, I mean, it's 69, right?
I don't actually know that for sure, but that That's sounds what like
that
what
test.
We're going for.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
He just says whatever he wants.
I know.
He just tries to throw
lies. Lies. You're a liar.
I know. It's the end of the day. I'm, like, exhausted from
Where
it.
Where did I get that, then?
I don't
I
know.
Made it up?
I never said. You said you liked those numbers, that
no,
combination.
And then, right, and then now you can't just it. Say, use that. You can't just, like, pick someone randomly out of the room to be like, oh, that's what you said.
Well, tag yeah. your it.
I'm not. I'm cool. I'm glad it's you. You said you're it. Sorry.
I'm too tired.
I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You give up, Vinny.
You're exhausting,
oh
okay?
Oh, my God.
I 7:52 in the morning on 1/14/20. We have officially given up.
I'm like, I've been up since 1:30 this morning. And I'm like, okay. Oh,
you've been up since 1:30?
Yeah.
Why?
I just can't sleep.
Oh, Yuzi. That sucks. What time did you go to bed, though? 3 p.m.?
No, and I even took a few of the melatonins. Not the one that you'd take, the one that I had. I don't know, 7:30?
Oh.
Something oh, that's like not that.
Well,
that's not too early.
Well, you got 6 hours, I mean.
No.
But I have the same problem.
Yeah.
I get up super early and then go, oh, no. And then I find myself sort of laying there. Mm-hmm.
I get up too early and I go, oh, thank God, I have 2 more hours left. Woo!
Well, you know what?
Well, I don't want to. I would love to just keep sleeping.
I know. You got to stop thinking so much.
Yeah, it must be nice to be so calmly
carefree.
Serene.
Yes,
and
carefree. And if I am thinking too much, I'll just read a book.
Yeah. You're like, you have the yacht rock of brains, apparently.
I know,
just
I know,
sits
I'm
there
super
quietly,
God.
Dawdling along
I
pleasantly.
I got up early this weekend.
Skipping.
Clearly yeah. I can't sleep all day. Yeah, no, a lot of skipping. I'm going to skip down to my car right now.
Good.
All right.
Skip out to my she shack and sew some stuff.
Aww.
I heard Jane's in the building.
Oh, is Lexi in the building too?
I thought I saw her jacket. She's somewhere.
All right, well, listen. Alice is open for business. Don't go anywhere. Stay here till tomorrow morning when we get back. Keep the place warm for us, would you? See you then. Oh, it'll be hump day,
too. How many
too.
Hours oh, yeah. till we're back here?
20.
See you in 20.
All right, bye.
Hours.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.